The project is named after a WAC who made a huge difference for women in the military before she became an Alaskan for life. Colonel Mary Louise Milligan, who became Mary Louise Rasmussen, served from 1942 to 1962 and became director of the Women's Army Corps.
She was key in integrating the military, and one of her awards was actually for that.
That's Vanessa Mead, a U.S. Army Gulf War veteran who co-leads the project. She says Mary Louise Milligan created new opportunities for women in the military, particularly women of color. Now women veterans, as many as 10,000 in Alaska, need to be connected to services they are owed.
A lot of times women vets don't know that they're qualified for services.
On Monday, the Rasmussen Foundation, the Alaska Community Foundation, and the UA School of Social Work launched Operation Mary Louise. A new website, operationmarylouise.org, will share resources and raise visibility for Alaska women veterans. Ann Bullerdick, the VA Women Veterans Program Manager, says she knows women veterans are underserved.
We have about 10,240 women veterans in Alaska, and the VA system here in Alaska only serves about 25 to 2,600 of those veterans.
She says a lot of women encounter barriers in trying to get services, especially from the large bureaucratic Veterans Administration.
For women veterans or even male veterans, you don't know what you don't know. It is a big organization.
Mead is an assistant professor in social work. She's asking women to sign up on the Operation Mary Louise website to get regular updates about health and benefit issues specific to women veterans in Alaska. She also wants the project to increase the visibility and understanding of women and veterans.
We'll continue to work to ensure that all women veterans in Alaska have access to services they've earned and the resources they need. We want to thank every woman veteran for our service and know that we see and acknowledge you. We see and acknowledge you.
Mary Louise Rasmussen was inducted into the Army Women's Foundation Hall of Fame posthumously in March this year for all her work in integrating the Women's Army Corps. She served on the Rasmussen Foundation board here in Alaska for 45 years. She died in 2012 at the age of 101. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.